Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't been the same since they crossed. You know how they do it. You pop, no baby, can't do all that talk. I got boots on the Okay. All right. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio back with another video. Let me tell you something, okay? Sorry I'm late. We're streaming on Facebook. I tried to connect the stream to Station Head, and we're here on YouTube. So I'm a little bit of a wreck right now trying to do it all in one place. However, it is here. We're going to get into some things. And so I'm excited. The call-in lines are open. The number is 563-999-3658. Okay? So let's get into some things. We have a lot to talk about. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Armand, and we are back with another video, all right? And I had to go get me, you know, I'm not sponsored by Red Bull, but child, I need to go get me a Red Bull, okay? All right. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, then welcome and hello, okay? We got a lot to talk about. And, yeah, so let's just jump right into it. We're talking about Cardi B and her two songs that are coming out, allegedly. This is still all alleged, with a little bit of truth, with a little bit of not sure, with a little bit I can't say too much. Also, we're going to talk about the problem with Nicki Minaj, in my opinion. I know a lot of people aren't going to like that. However, this is my opinion, okay? So I'm going to give you my opinion, and it'll be what it's going to be. And then we're going to talk about August Alsina. Actually, we're going to talk about August Alsina and the dungeons and the spirits first. All right, so let me give a shout out to my girl Daytime Tea Time, because I actually watched her video and she talked about spells, and I was like, spells? What's going on with spells? So I started doing some digging. So I realized, okay, August Alsina posted a picture on his Instagram, and he basically was talking about how he came from pretty much almost dead to back alive. So let's go over to his Instagram and let's talk about it real quick. All right, so let me show you what he in fact posted. Let me see if I have it here. Ooh, let me see. Let me see if I can get it. Make sure you're having a good time. I know I just rambled into all of that, but we're here. All right. So, boom. We got August Alsina here. He says, me this year versus me this time last year. A nigga was about to kick the bucket. I have tasted and toyed with death before. Therefore, I wanted to go to live a life purposeful with intention and no regret. One thing that's certain is we are all living to die. Death, we should not fear. Fear being alive while dying and being dead inside. So create the life you see fit for yourself. Will it hurt? Yes. Will you be hated and create enemies along the way? Yes. Yet if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm. This is a lot of rambling. Will you fall? Will you fail and fall at times? Yes. Experience all sorts of spiritual warfare, witchcraft, and people talking about you. Yep, that too. You're going to hear all type of things about you. Throw it behind you. Get back up. Dust it off. Keep moving and forever strive to live your soul, not a role. Okay. Let me tell you something, baby. It was the witchcraft for me. Okay. Now, I don't know if you guys have watched my last video. I'll put it in the comments below. But I was making fun, but we were really talking. I believe, oh wait, I didn't even show y'all some of the pictures. Some of y'all hadn't seen the pictures of him. Let me do that one more time before we get into that. So this is him now, but this is what he was looking like. You know what I'm saying? I mean, pretty much done. But I told you guys what that was. No, a lot of you guys thought I was just kikiing, and no, that was a lot of sacrificial, spiritual, soul, sexual energy that was being done over at the Smith home, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? They do. They have those sacrificial lunches, sacrificial brunches, where they bring a young man in vulnerable, You know, they do this in Hollywood all the time. The man, the man is a little metrosexual, bi-curious, things of that nature. So he takes upon the young man first, and then the wife partakes, and then they both, you know, commence into some sexual orgy of sacrificial bonding, and it's some spiritual witchcraft, and then they all get this fame and money while they suck the soul out of the young born, you know, individual. Well, see, this is all in my mind. I have a creative imagination, but you know what I'm saying? I feel like August Alsina was sent to the Will Smith and Jada Pinkett house to be a sacrificial lamb, okay? He was probably hanging up by some freaking, by some wires while his butt was plugged and his thing was being taken, okay? And they were probably rubbing all kind of nasty stuff all over him, and he was sitting there accepting it all. And he's finally freed himself and woke up out of whatever they did to him in that dungeon. Let me tell you something. Portia wasn't lying when she said that Candy had a sex dungeon. Sex dungeons exist in Hollywood, and don't you think that they don't. I know it sounds like I'm all over the place. Okay, you guys, I'm just kidding. But for real, this stuff goes on. Okay, I'm just kidding. But no, I'm just serious. Like, I'm just saying, you know, it was interesting. You know, who knows what they partake in? Will is an eclectic guy, and Jada, she's a little weird. Has she brought herself to the table yet? I don't really do a lot of following of them. This is just an interesting situation because I know there's some sacrificial stuff going on over there. It's some weird, you know, dimensional, third dimensional thought process going on there. And then for them to just let that man in their house like that and be in a whole relationship with Jada, and then for Jada to think that we don't know, or that she thinks that she's pulling the wool over our eyes, when all of Hollywood knows, the man said it himself, he has no reason to come out and lie. He's probably just gotten back to his freaking senses and realized, girl, you had a hex on him for whatever reason. Probably because Will been cheating, and so you needed to find someone that can make you feel good. But, Chow, get it how you feel. August Alsina, I bet you won't sell your soul again, because really, it really took your soul. See, a lot of people think selling their soul, they're going to just conquer the world. Sometimes you get a little, you get a small piece of fame, but you get a small piece of the world, but it comes with a big price, right? You sacrifice something, and in some instances, it's somebody really, really close to you, or shit, it could be yourself. All right, guys, I'm just kidding, but I don't really know, but I thought that was really, really interesting that they had kind of brought that up, and they had kind of got into that. So on to more interesting things. Cardi B, we talked about, we're not getting there yet. Remember the Meg Thee Stallion piece? How she was supposed to be doing a song with Cardi B. Well, I heard through the grapevine that, you know, listen, there's supposed to be a song and a video was shot. I don't know if this is 100% true. I'm just saying, girl, they're saying a video was shot. And they're saying a lot of girls is in the video, and it's going to ruffle, and it's going to stir, and it's going to be a talk of the town. It's going to be a lot going on. So it's going to be a discussion. So the girls went in, and they saying that the video is going to be, the song is supposed to be a banger, and it's a lot of girls in the video. I'm not going to go into detail to which girls and who's in it and who's not. You'll just have to see, because I don't really know too much. You know what I'm saying? I just know what I know, but I can't really go too far into it. But apparently there was a video that was been shot. Now, from what I heard, now, I don't know if this part is true. Now, the video was supposed to be released in August. I don't know if the video is going to come out in August, but because you remember I made a video and I talked about Cardi B when Cardi B said that she has her single and she's coming and it's going to be a hit. So And which makes sense, because to me, even if she does a song with Megan Thee Stallion in a collab, I personally feel like her first song does not need to be a collab with Megan Thee Stallion. It needs to be a solo record. And then you can follow up with a collab with Meg. You know what I'm saying? I think it'll be great for both of them. But however, don't make us wait this long and then do a collab and that be the lead single. Now, by all means, drop your single and then double back and drop your collab with Meg. Let's go. At least, you know, so, you know, have the two in the chamber. They saying the people are talking. They saying that Cardi B got two in the chamber. And when she drops, she's taking over the era is what the people are saying. They saying that the Cardi B sophomore era is going to be a whole vibe. They saying that she's coming back and it's going to be like she never left. And she's kicking ass and taking names. I'm just telling you what I heard. I'm just telling you what I heard through the grapevine, baby. Listen, you know, I'm just a fool over here with a mic. I'm just a YouTuber. I ain't nothing else. So, girl, I'm just me. Do you guys like my jacket? I love this jacket. I wasn't sure if I was going to keep it. But I really like this jacket. But this is the real piece that you guys got to really get into. Let me show you.
Hold on.
I'm going to show you right here.
Yes. You got to really get into the bag. Okay, period.
Yes. Don't you love that? I love that. I seen that and I bought my dad one. Well, I bought him a different kind, but this one wasn't fitting me yesterday, and it decided to fit me today, so I thought it was a good idea. But yes, shout out to the people on Station Head listening. You know, shout out to people. You know, we have a different areas and places where the people could really get into some things. We're gonna continue talking. Give me a second. I'm just making sure we're good over here on Facebook. Just trying to make sure everybody is good. Okay, cool. Are we here? Are we live? All right, perfect. Just want to make sure that everybody is good. Okay. Now, so that was that. I think that it's going to be a really interesting era for Cardi. I'm really excited for this if this song really is what I think it is and what I heard it's going to be a lot going on. And the girls are going to be talking because I heard that I really don't want to say too much, but I really heard that it's a lot of girls in the, like it's like a girl power tea. And it's going to be like a lot of girls, different girls in the video. And some girls is not in it. But I don't know. But that's what I heard. I cannot confirm or deny. But this is what I heard. And I heard that the video was supposed to be, the video was already shot. And the girls were there and the girls are ready. And, you know, it's Cardi B record and Megan Thee Stallion was a part of it. So that's what I heard. So it's going to be a lot going on. Just remember. We discussed it and we got into some things. So when that drops, if and when that drops, we will be the first ones to discuss it and really get into some things. Okay? All right. Now let's get to why some of you guys are here. Let's get to the Nicki Minaj piece just so we can, like, let that go. Do I have a picture of Nicki? Let me see if I got a picture of Nicki. Let me put the picture of Nicki Minaj on the screen. The problem with Nicki Minaj. And I know a lot of people are going to feel some type of way and, you know, and have a lot to say. But I don't care because I'm going to give my opinion on what I think the problem is. And if you don't like it, who cares? First things I want to say, YG says his feelings are hurt with Nicki Minaj, right? If you guys hadn't heard, you know YG and Nicki was cool. They did a song together. I don't know how many songs they've done together, but I know that they did that Big Bank Take Lil Bank, and I know that she shouted him out in Barbie Dream. So that was her bro. That was her Nicki. You know what I'm saying? But YG, you know, he was an ex-blood or whatever, but you know these rappers, they still be claiming gang and da-da-da-da-da. So he does a podcast, and they asked him would he still do a collab with Nicki, would he ever work with Nicki Minaj again? You know, based off the strength that, you know, she's done work with Tekashi 6ix9ine. And, well, let me just play you his response. Let's see. Do I have that? No, that was from the other day. Where is the YGT? Let me see. Why does she keep coming up? Okay, hold on. Let me just re-grab it for y'all. I'm about to re-grab this. Let me just grab this. Let me play it for you one more time for those in the back. All right. So let's just say this. I'll be honest with you. If I'm Nicki Minaj and I hear this, big whoop-de-doo. Who the hell is YG? No one gives a damn. YG will never have the career in the star power that Nicki Minaj has. Who cares? It's more of a benefit for her to work with him than him to work with her. So who gives a shit? Now, that's just my thought process. If I'm Nicki Minaj, if you don't want to work with me because I work with Tekashi 6ix9ine on one end, it's like, who gives a damn? Who needs a YG? Who needs to get on a YG song? You know what I mean? Screw you. And then not for nothing. Didn't YG do a song with Cardi? See, here's the thing. Here's the thing about Nicki Minaj. A lot of people did not like what she did, right? But Nicki Minaj is very, very petty. And I think that's a little bit of the problem with her. So while YG feels some type of way, he probably doesn't realize why Nicki did a lot of the things that she's done. While working with Tekashi. Yes, it was for the music and, you know, the hits and things like that. But I think it was a bigger reason why Nicki did this. Nicki did a lot of that because it was trolling. And she doesn't really fool with a lot of niggas in the industry because a lot of niggas don't really fool with her. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people switched up and she felt like they switched up and worked with Cardi B. They switched up and chose sides. And so Nicki Minaj just felt like, I don't owe you niggas any loyalty. You guys switched up when Cardi B got into the game. And a lot of you niggas ran and jumped and did music with her. So don't get mad at me because I do music with the ops like Tekashi. We're making money. We're making hits. It is what it is. You niggas did it. So I'm going to do it too. Nicki Minaj is childish. But I'm with it to a certain degree. I can't be mad at her. I understand. However, when I say the problem with Nicki, I feel like, I'm trying to find a way to articulate my words. Like, Nicki Minaj is one of the most talented artists of our generation. Whether she's a rapper, a singer, whatever, just as an artist, period, she's talented, right? So that her artistry alone is going to be enough to keep her going and keep her remembered and keep her recognized, right? And the fact that she's such a great artist, it almost doesn't matter what she does because you cannot take away her ability as a talent and as a rapper and as a female rapper and what she's brought to the game and the fact that no one has been able to do what she has done. And they may not be able to do it after her, you know what I'm saying, in our lifetime, you know, in our generation. However, I feel like there's a piece of this where she's missing it. I feel like there's a piece of where she's missing it, and she's missing it in the personality part. She's missing it in the strategic game of relationships. Now, she's talented enough to where she her career will be what it is. But however, you need those relationships to be celebrated and appreciated, because all the work you put in, if no one likes you, if no one gives a damn about you, if no one puts respect on your name, you'll be talented, but you won't get all your just dues. You won't get everything that you deserve. And I feel like Nicki Minaj, unfortunately, will never get the true recognition, the true credit that she really, 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 really deserves, because nobody really fucks with her. Just to be honest with you, people don't really fuck with her, but it's because she does like petty stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like she's a troll and like she's shady, and she focuses in a lot on the negativity versus the artistry and being the art. Like she's always addressing something when it's like, girl, you're Beyonce status. Why are you responding? You're like, why are you doing weird shit like working with Tekashi? My thing is, I mean, I get it, get the bag, but did you really need that Tekashi bag? You got to think about it. Nicki Minaj is on the later end of her career. You should be going out gracefully and not going and not your legacy should not be tarnished. Should not be tarnishing by men that you decide to, you know, work with and be in relationships with. Over the last year and year and a half, Nicki herself hasn't been the problem. A lot of the times it's the niggas that she decides that she wants to align herself with. Now, one person that she cannot help is her brother. So that's one notch. Boom. Then you go and get Kenneth Petty. And you make it seem like he is just the king of all kings and try to justify his whole criminal record, everything that he's been going through. Y'all know the whole Kenneth Petty story. So you got that nigga. And then, so you got your brother, you got Kenneth Petty, and now you got Tekashi. It's like, girl, why? Why are you aligning yourself with men with horrible reputations to tarnish you? Now, granted, she's a star, so she has a very bright light. So it's not going to be that hard to just kind of like, you know, tarnish her light or like dim her light. However, people still won't fool with you. You can be a great star all you want, but people can affect your legacy. And I personally feel like a lot of the people that she's associating herself with, a lot of the men particularly on the later end of her career, it's not a good look for her, in my opinion. But I feel like she's so hurt, and she's so hurt by how the industry has treated her, that she's rebelling to a certain degree. But then at the same time, it's like Nicki Minaj. She doesn't take any accountability for the things that she contributes to her own problems. These are my opinions. These are my opinions. You don't have to like me. You don't have to agree. You can drag me on Twitter. I still love Nicki as an artist, but I hate to see the way that she's going, the end of her, you know, reign is playing out. There should be, like, people should be respecting her, you know, to a level where they're like, yo, she's really the queen. Like, she embodies everything that a queen is. Most people now just say that they love Nicki Minaj just to hope that they can get a feature with her. And then they do the feature with her, and they, boom, they just want her under her belt. It's not because that's just the talent part. They really don't like her. A lot of these artists don't really like her. A lot of these artists use the barbs just to get the follow, just to get the clout, so they can get to their next level, because, you know, she is a tier that you want to attach yourself to, because talent-wise, you know, her talent has really carried her this far, because her social game and her relationships are all trash. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't fool with Nicki Minaj. A lot of people don't have a lot of nice things to say about her. But you can't deny the woman's talent. Good thing she's talented, because if she wasn't talented, goodness gracious, she'd be freaking garbage. So these are just my opinions, guys. So I think the problem with Nikki right now is she's at a point where she's like, screw these niggas. Like, I don't care about industry. I don't care about none of these people. I'm going to do what I want to do. And these niggas don't really rock with me. I've been blackballed. I've been this. I've been that. But maybe that has been true. But you got to take some accountability. Maybe come out and apologize for some of the shit that you did. Maybe the biggest thing for me, I feel like, because it's not about the records anymore for me. It's about the respect that she should get as a legend, as an icon, as a female MC. And I want you guys to hear this because I know a lot of people, they hear me and they just hear, oh, he's bashing Nikki. No, I'm saying the credit that she actually really truly deserves is more than the credit that she's even getting today, right? But I feel like she doesn't get the true credit that she deserves because she doesn't have a lot of relationships with the industry. They don't like her. It is what it is. They can't stand her. So I think that, you know, a very boss queen move, which would really bring it all the way back, would be for her to make amends with Little Kim. I think that's the ultimate. She already won. She already won. You don't got to make amends with Cardi. You're not old, that, whatever. You don't like Cardi, you don't have to like Cardi. You feel like Cardi don't write. You feel like Cardi ain't on your level. I understand. Because a person can't compare a dirty bum. I'm not saying Cardi's a dirty bum, but I'm just saying, like, you can't, like, I know what I do. So you can't compare a charity case, a dirty bum, a copycat to me and make me feel like I need to make amends with them at all. You know what I'm saying? So I get that. But if there was somebody that came before you, child, and there's an opportunity to repair that and do something dope for the culture, I think that you should bridge that gap. I think that would be a very great chess move, career move, and a nice move to be like, yo, Nick, really, that was some queen shit. I think she should. And I think that she would get a lot of respect for that. I mean, a lot more respect than working with Tekashi, who won't be here in the next 2 years. A nigga that's shooting the same music video 3 times. We done seen Tekashi. Tekashi done made 3 videos and they've all looked the same. Come on. I'm over it. I don't care. I don't have to see another Tekashi video. It's just a rainbow background. I'm over it. You get what I'm saying? It's like, why? But of course, Nicki Minaj will be the one to do it. I don't know. These are my thoughts. At this point, I'm just kind of ranting. But I feel like she needs to win back a little bit. She's got, I mean, since 2018, the hate train is not as bad. Now Cardi has a hate train. However, I feel like the respect still isn't there. People are still not looking at her like a queen. They're looking at her as a sore loser. They're looking at her as bitter, messy, and petty. And so, but yeah, I know a lot of you guys are probably pissed off in the comments, but it is what it is, Chow. I'm not making this stuff up. It doesn't take rocket science to tell that nobody, that the freaking industry, half of them can't stand her, and most of the people use dumb, delusional 15-year-old barbs just to pander to the barbs just so they can get a following. And then they notice that when Nikki gets on the record, they dip. Come on. And it's not, I'm not even throwing shade at nobody, but listen. Where's Meg? She's gone. On to the next. Boom. Got the Nikki feature. You out. Boom. Doja. Got the Nikki feature. Out. Barbs are idiots. People understand that Nikki is a person that you want to collab with and work with because it does bring numbers. She's very hot. No one's saying that. But niggas don't really give a damn about her. It's just business. You want people to actually give a shit about you and about your legacy, stupid. But a lot of y'all are followers and dumb, so you don't really get it. Anybody could sit up here and act like they like Nicki Minaj. Oh, I love, until they get what they want, and then they dip. Because anybody that said they like Nicki Minaj, the barb is blowing them up. And then they get what they want out of Nicki, and then they gone, boop. then they with the ops. Oops, I'm gonna go on tour with Meek Mill. Oops, oh, I'm doing a video with Cardi B. Oops, I'm here. I'm not worried about Nicki. But the barbers are idiots. They get mad. They have this delusional mindset where you think that, oh my God, Nikki cannot do no wrong. And that's the reason why she's in the position that she's in now. People are not perfect. She is not God. She's a human freaking being. You have to hold some, you have to hold yourself to some accountability. Okay. So take accountability for some of the things that you've done wrong. Like we all do, like we all should. And I think that she will start to get a lot more respect that she is owed and deserved. Stop doing weird shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop getting it. Like, I feel like Nicki Minaj is bigger than, like, your average, like, rapper or average famous rapper. She's bigger than a YG and, like, she's like Beyonce type. Like, sometimes you don't even need, like, whether she agreed with Tekashi or not, she didn't need to do the record. Who cares? Be done with it. Like, why even be in those situations? You already got a hot husband. Niggas is already on your ass about the type of niggas that you fool with. You know what I'm saying? Like, what would be the, the first thing is you got the brother. That's unavoidable. Then you got the husband with his extensive record. Then you go in and then you double back and then you go align yourself with, a snitch. It's just like, Nikki, why? And then you go online defending it. It's like, girl, why are you getting involved in this? Why do you want to be seen in this stuff? This is what I'm saying people are looking at. People are looking past the talent and they're watching the way that she's moving. And so people are just kind of like, girl, Nicki Minaj is trash. I'm not saying that, but that becomes the perception. Then your talent starts to, who cares about the talent? Let's look at the character. I know y'all mad at me today. I'm just saying, y'all. I love my girl. I was actually listening to the Queen album today, but I'm at a point where I'm like, girl, I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't see right or wrong. Like I said, even with Cardi, Nicki, whoever, I love all of them, but right is right and wrong is wrong. You know what I mean? And I just feel like Nicki needs to move better socially towards the end of her career so that she can get the proper respect that she is owed because of the work that she's put into this game. And I think that for her legacy, you don't want your freaking legacy to end with you working with a snitch and being married to a convicted. Like, that's the only thing that people are remembering now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, let's switch up the energy for the legacy. Because this is not looking good. These are my questions. These are my opinions. I don't care what y'all say. So we're gonna take some calls. Y'all do too much. I will hang up for you. The number is 563-999-3658. You guys can feel free to call in. We're getting into some things. Okay. You guys can call in. Okay, period. Pull. I'm trying to get the call number. Okay, 563-999. Okay, boom. All right, so we have 8620. You're live on the air.
Yo, yo, yo. Armand.
Hey, what's going
what's
on?
Up, it's hey, from what's up? You already snow.
Yes, yes. No, hey, no. What's going on, boo?
I miss you. So, listen, let me just go in real quick. I totally agree with a lot that you said as far as Nicki. I think that from, like, an astrological standpoint, though, like, I think it's a Sagittarius thing. Like, in my experience, like, I've noticed Sagittarius to be unaccountable. They be petty. We can't curse. They're nerds. They get real hot-headed. They one-sided, and they grudgeful as hell. And I definitely feel as though that whole her and Lil' Kim, I feel like that would be great for hip-hop because, like, we never seen it. Like, you know, and I feel like, you know, they try to throw out that old clip when she said it in the interview, oh, something about Lil' Kim. But at the same time, like, you in the bars, you was saying, I'm going to make these old rap beats change their dentures. It was like, Nicki is the queen of studs. Like, she is the queen of sus. I feel like with that whole thing, with the whole Cardi B situation, I feel like, you know, with that whole like tweet, why Cardi even stepped to her inside of the Harper's Bazaar joint, I feel like on some real, I feel like Nicki should have told Ryder back up, and they should have squared up real quick. Okay, boot that, that's that. Like, seriously, may the best be win. But I feel like, you know, Nicki not actually taking accountability and, like, just saying, like, yo, like, you know, like, you know what you was doing. You know what you was doing. You know how to push people buttons. You know how to throw the rock and hide your hand, so to speak. Or
right.
And it's evident. And it's really exhausting when it gets to a point. It's hard for me to speak a little bit because I'm trying not to curse. But it gets really exhausting when you know what's going on. People keep acting like it's like that passive aggressive corporate office crap. Like, you know how, like, if anybody really work for real, like, white people, they kind of sort of have that whole passive aggressive crap all day, but you can catch the shade. And I
right.
feel like as far as where you stand at, like, I F with you all the way because you a Gemini. Like, and I'm a Capricorn, but I know how Geminis are. Like, you know, like, y'all are conversationalists, and it's like, where there's a head, there's a tail. Where there's a sun, there's a moon. You're gonna look at the whole thing in both sides, and that's just practicing fairness. So, never mind like how people want. If everybody look at it with an honest take on it, and when you actually look at the moves and how it's been going, like, you gotta place blame where it belongs. And I definitely feel like you 100 on everything that you said. Like, Nicki definitely do need to take more accountability, and she definitely needs to just, you know, and again, not to sound like a broken record, but if her and Lil' Kim definitely, if they brought that piece to the table, it would be great. It really would.
Yes. Okay, but we got to move on. We got a lot of people, but thank
right.
you, babe.
All right, go
thank
on.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, I got to take this caller because she super chatted early on. 9203. I got to bring her on.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
It's Naya, your favorite caller.
Hey, girl, what's going on?
Yes, okay, let's get into some things, okay. And I don't care what the comment section says, that's what I always say. Okay, so with the whole Nicki thing, I do believe she did tarnish her legacy. She played herself for all of them killers, those R-words, and those R-words. I didn't say it. All those R words, and it just took away from her beauty, you know, her symbol, her being symbolic, because I just felt like she was, you know, they made her an icon. She became a Barbie doll. She became the face of Barbie, if you want to say that. So from her dealing with all of that, that took away from her. And then, as you said, Nicki's not an easy person to work with in the industry, if you have ever heard. And then, you know, she's getting older, but she did her thing. I think it's time for her to retire and go about her business. You know, not everybody can last longevity in the industry. Not everybody can. And she played herself.
Well, I think she could. I think she could, but she doesn't want to work with people. She could, but she doesn't want to work with people in a genuine way, right? It's more like she doesn't seem like she's passionate about this anymore. And she don't have a lot of niggas that she really fool with. Like, it's all, like, I feel like all her work at this point is strategic, and it's like repetitively responsive. Like, I feel like it's shady. It's never just like, oh, let me pop on this because this is some genuine love here or whatever, maybe with some of the guys, but with the girls, it just feels, I don't know, man, something just don't feel authentic about it. And it's like, girl, I don't know.
Yeah,
something just feels like she's not.
I get what you're saying. She probably could have been like a long, like maybe like a rapper with like a pop, a little popish. But as I said, maybe she should let it go because, you know, she kind of played herself messing with not the ops, but messing with those type of characters. And look at the people are not going to mess with you after a while if you keep dealing with certain type of people. Everybody's mad about Tekashi. So once you cross over to that, that's embarrassing. A lot of people feel some type of way. But anyway, I'm just going to go in on Cardi, and I'm going to just let it go. Okay, so you're talking about you feel like Cardi should drop all these bars. Armand, does she write her own raps? Because that's what I'm
I don't know what
somebody
she
to tell me.
I don't know.
Come on, Armand.
I'm not at the studio.
We're not at the studio, but do you really – she might put a little song, she might put a little tune to it, but do you think she could really go bar for bar and spit? Now, Megan – she can spit whatever she can spit, can go. She got the pen and the paper. But let's be honest. Cardi
but I don't think
writers,
that I don't think that the argue I don't think that that's the argument of Cardi, right? I think for, if we just really guess, we kind of know that Cardi probably 9 times out of 10 is not writing, right? But
yeah,
if, I mean, but,
so, but
aren't we over? Aren't we past that point right now? Like, it's
I know, honestly, you're past it, but I'm just being realistically. When I listen to you, I get it. But you're when I listen to you in my head, right? You're saying like we expect her to drop in and be popping with these new songs because when she first started, she blew up as a success story, and she wasn't just a one hit wonder. But my thing is that she doesn't really write like that. So maybe because she hasn't been on the scene, because she don't write her own stuff and she tired. She got too much to worry about. She got them kids. She got to keep her body snatched, and she got a cheating husband. So you know, maybe the new music ain't coming out because of that. But when you say Cardi, I'm thinking in my head you're holding her to a certain like standard of like a real writer, like somebody who really goes in the studio, is on Hot 97 with Funk Flex, and really going bar for bar, like spitting. I see her more as like an entertainer. So
yeah, she's definitely an entertainer. So when I'm thinking
so
Cardi, I'm thinking a song that I like making a song that's going to be top 10, like a banger song. Like at the end of the day, if I like the song, you know what I mean? I don't really know who wrote it right off the back. Now, you get more respect for being a writer, but at the end of the day, can you make a good song? And can you deliver
You're right. And she does deliver. She does. She has a good delivery. But the comment section says she does write and she does have credits, whatever. But like you said, her delivery is awesome. But I don't really think she writes like that. Because when I listen to her, how she talks, it just don't come out right. But you're right. Her delivery is awesome and she does deliver it well. You know, I will give her that. I'm not a hater. I just, when you say we waiting for her to drop all these hot, these smash songs, I'm just thinking to myself, she's really not a writer, but like you said, her delivery is perfect. But I'm going to let it go because I see the comment section is still in some type of way. Bye, Armand.
Okay, bye. Okay, let's take another call. 5385, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, let me just shake the table because that last caller played herself. First of all, ever since Megan signed with Jay-Z with Roc Nation, she has a co-writer. I sent you the proof in your DMs right now since they want to talk. Savage was co-written by Bobby Sessions, which is a Houston rapper. He's not a songwriter. He's a rapper. Girls in the Hood was co-written by Bobby Sessions, which is a rapper. So the girls have co-writers. You think he's in the studio and think of every bar themselves, you're crazy. So as you can see, he is a Houston rapper, not songwriter, and he is Megan's co-writer. He's also been credited, given acknowledgement for co-writing Savage and Girls in the Hood. So don't play yourself, because everybody has co-writers. Number two, as far as the collaboration between Megan and Cardi, the girls are going to gag, and some girls are going to feel left out, and you better hope that your fave was actually in the video. As far as Nicki, she does need to make amends with Lil' Kim, but it's when Lil' Kim tried to, they played her to be the bitter girl. She's jealous of Nicki, blah, 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 blah. Karma, look how the tables have turned. Now that has been presented to Nicki as you're the bitter girl, you're jealous of the new girls. And all her songs don't stick. Whether you want to admit it or not, every single that Nicki has put out has literally been off the charts. They don't stay on the charts that long. There's no coming back from her, you know what I'm saying, being with who she's with now. There's still no marriage license, so she's not married to Kenneth. Number two, her rollout will be Vogue cover showing up pregnant. So just wait on that because, you know, I gave you that tea. And she's going to try to be relatable again, which is good for her, but it's not going to work because look who you're working with. Look, who every move you've made is calculated, and it's petty and it's messy, but that's, you dig your own grave. And even Azoff, who you've connected yourself with, because that is Travis Scott's manager, if we recall, he's giving you the formula to get a number one. Bundle deals, 5 different versions of a song, and merch. And 3 different type of lyric videos, whatever, whatever, whatever. So, girls, wake up. Everyone has a co-writer.
And the Tekashi record because I always talk about how they dropped Cardi's Bodak Yellow to 69 cents. They did drop the price of that record on iTunes so that the people could buy that as well. To 69
honey,
cents.
They,
so that,
they didn't drop the price. It debuted at that price. That's the difference.
Oh, yes. Yes. And it was at
it
69 cents
at
on iTunes.
Price.
So they were trying to get that Tekashi record number one. But again, none of Tekashi's music sticks. It gets at a first initial hit, and that's it. And a lot of Nicki Minaj's music does that same thing, period. I've already said that a thousand times. It is what it is. So it is what it is.
Megatron did that. All of them.
Now, this Cardi B music video is going to be an explosive set. I've been hearing a lot of things with the girls in it, and I'm hearing there's a lot of girls that are not in it. So,
and the girls
we'll
that are hungry, the girls that are hungry, that are starving for Cardi music, you're going to get it. And it's coming with more than one, put it that way. And there's more than one music video, put it that way.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, well, listen, we have got into some things. The girls are talking. It's a lot going on. So listen, guys, this is going to actually wrap up today's show. So if you didn't get through, please make sure next time that you call in early. Save the number in your phone, 563-999-3658, because you know we always open up the lines. Oh, you can super wave your way to the top. Oh, we just got a last-minute super chat, so we'll pull her on. 8594, 8594, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes,
hi,
what's
Erlon,
going on?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm sorry to be the last one.
No, it's okay.
But I had to quit. So I just want to talk about this whole thing and Nicki Minaj and her image. Like, you know, it really bothers me how people forget everything about everybody else in the industry. How what Jay-Z did when he was 27 and Foxy Brown was 16. You know, he took her V-word, her virginity. I don't know if that's what I can say or not. But he took her virginity when he was 10 years
older. Nothing about sexual stuff like that. Nothing.
Okay.
You're not going to go into
any
hardcore.
So, you know, he did that. And then who he went on tour with? Who did he go on tour with? R. Kelly. And who is he married to? Nobody comes at Beyonce like that, you know? You know, and even looking at the case with Nicki Minaj's husband, he was 16. He was a minor himself. You know what I'm saying? So it really, like, you know, if we're going to hold people accountable, let's not put the emphasis on just one person just because that's what the media and that's what the internet wants us to think. You know, let's look at it from a broad spectrum. We can't just shame this woman who has had, what, a scholarship fund, given tens of thousands of dollars to people. Last year she gave $10,000 to a female rapper for the Megatron Challenge. You know, she gives back to her community and does a lot of good things and makes great music and is an artist, switches up her style constantly. You know, we just look at all of these, you know, negative factors that everybody is doing. The whole industry is full of P words, full of all of these, full of people that pay for people to get killed. Like, we have to not just focus on her all the time when it comes to all the negative things that other people, not even her, other people have done. And when it comes to the Lil' Kim thing, Lil' Kim had made an entire diss mixtape against Nicki Minaj. So how was she supposed to feel back in, what, the early 2000s when she first came out after Pink Friday came out? So why do we assume that Nicki Minaj needs to make peace with her when there's a multi-track mixtape, every song dissing her, you know? So it's just,
I understand exactly what you're saying. I just feel like Nicki Minaj's hands are just not clean in that pot when it comes to Lil' Kim.
But nobody's hands are clean. No one's hands are clean.
So, but I think that there needs to be accountability maybe on both ends. That's why they need to, Nicki being the queen, she should probably be the bigger person because she's won. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and just win. Because I'll tell you this from the perception that I see. Even though Nicki Minaj won, Lil' Kim still is more respected than Nicki Minaj by hip hop.
I feel like from the older school, maybe, you know, but the thing was, Biggie Smalls was the best rapper to ever live because he was three rappers. He was Lil' Kim. There are multiple reference tracks. If you look up Queen Bee by Lil' Kim, bar for bar, word for word, Biggie is spitting that song, saying the P word, everything. He wrote that song, and he made a reference track for her. So I don't feel like a person, and Gene, who was Nicki's old management, and who used to be Kim's old management, tried to sign Nicki with writers like he did Kim. There are multiple interviews saying that. So, yes, do I feel like she gets love from, you know, the Missy Elliott, but from a business standpoint and from an artistry standpoint, Nicki Minaj definitely has more respect because she put in the work. And,
yeah, but
you
when
know,
we talk about like, getting, but when we talk about getting credit and paying homage and people want to like, and that's when the respect comes, right? When the people before mm-hmm. and after you can big you up. Like, it's not just about the
yeah.
fans.
But
the
new
fans
girls,
are great,
but all the
right?
Girls are
but
all the new
all
girls
the new
are
girls, all the
up.
New
Mulatto.
Girls are. But what? But hold on, the new girls are bigging her up because they have something to gain. But where's the respect from the people that the pioneers? Like that's like that. Like if I'm a new person, of course I'm going to love the respect. I'm going to actually want the respect from the pioneers. Of course, the new people watching me, the younger generation, they're going to like me because I'm showing them the way. But, you know, could you imagine getting the okay from the people that showed you the way or you looked up to? That really matters. So, yeah, these new
girls.
I feel
like he has gotten plenty of okays and plenty of accolades from the people that have came before her. I feel like she's
yeah,
gotten
I just
plenty
don't see
of
it. I just don't see it, especially when we look back
at the Kanye's on Yankee
I'm
Stadium first
from,
were popping out from who
yeah,
though?
But were you there when Nicki Minaj finally lost for female best female rapper hip hop artist at the BET Awards?
After
and
she
the
won
whole,
it for 8 years straight.
Hold on, listen, you're not listening, and the whole crowd stood up and cheered. The whole audience.
Yeah, because
it was
because
happy
that was.
That
I mean,
she lost.
That was because
why
I mean
they,
the,
why
you have to you,
cheer
you
that
have
hard.
To look at how much hate you have to look at how so much hate was thrown at her that year. That was the height of the Nicki Minaj hate train. That's when Sheether, all of that was coming out. They were all on one stage. Queen Latifah, Lady, was it Lady Luck? All those female rappers that got on that stage with Remy Ma when she's up there saying F Nicki Minaj, that was during the height of all of that. So people wanted
again. Why would so many people be that happy? Even in that, why would there even be a hate train? Why?
Because when women get too powerful, why have
Beyonce is the most powerful person in music, and there's never been a Beyonce hate train. You would end your career having a Beyonce hate train.
I mean, we don't see the Beyonce hate train because this is not our direct audience.
No, Beyonce is the biggest B in the game, okay? And but you know, but the people don't they put some respect on her name. You get what I'm saying? So whatever she does,
but what
she
about
plays,
when she performed and did the Black Panther thing at the Super Bowl? And what about she performed at the exactly? That's what I'm saying. It's not our audience that hates Beyonce. It's not the Black audience. It's not the Black arena that hates Beyonce. So that's because we're not seeing all the bad stuff they say about Beyonce has gotten shunned in the media hundreds of times over her career. But that just comes with, like 50 Cent said, there's no sympathy for winners. And so if you're winning and if you're doing good, people are going to do everything. You know this because you've done good on your YouTube channel. And how many people have came at you and tried to take your stuff down because you're being successful? It happens to all of us. I'm not even in the media space. I work a regular job and I have a pretty, you know, kind of affluent job as a regular person. And I still have people coming at me. I'm a woman and I'm an engineer. So all the white guys I deal with, they try to provoke me to make me go off for me to lose my job. So why? That's just what happens. That comes with success. Mm. And, you know, and it's sad, but us as Black people, we have to support our own.
Yeah.
And that's what I truly believe. And that's why I support Nicki Minaj. That's why I support Beyonce. That's why I support Megan Thee Stallion. And, I like Cardi B, but Atlantic Records from the beginning. If you watch, it's a Led Zeppelin documentary. Atlantic Records has taken from the Black culture. That's what their whole record label was built off of. The owners of Atlantic went to Black clubs every weekend and stole the music and told Led Zeppelin to play it. And that's what they did with Cardi B. That's exactly what they did. They wanted a lighter skin face at the top of the female rap genre. And that's it. But, you know, I respect her for being a mother and going through all this.
Let's talk about that for a second. So that happened, right? But guess who pushed it? Guess who pushed it? All of hip-hop. Every commentary, radio.
Because they were paid to. They were paid to. The Breakfast Club was paid to. All of these media outlets, DJ Vlad, they're paid to do this. Payola is real. Payola happens throughout the entire industry. It's just not her. But these record labels pay big money to media. Why does Oprah Winfrey shunned hip-hop music for being misogynistic, for being over-sexualized plenty of times? Why is she on Instagram singing Bodak Yellow? You ever think about that? Why was Will Smith promoting this? These are people who are against everything that Cardi B stands for and has been vocal about it. They were paid. And I don't care what anyone says, but it happens. It happens. It's not just the music industry. It's all around. It's capitalism. That's how it works. So, you know, people can say what they want.
Well, you got it off your chest. You got it off your chest, baby. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All right, love
no
you.
Problem. Thank Carl, you for answering. Love
bye,
you too.
Boo.
Bye.
Okay, now we're going to wrap it right there because she said what she said, and it was what it was. Now she feel like that.